Here's a quarter to spend on 25 years worth of memories with the Ticket Guys. Holding forth now on a special Silver Anniversary Roundtable. Brought to you by Coors Light and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
Dunham.
Ed. Gordo. Hey, I'd like to tell you to join the Hardline at Taverna Rosa in Southlake 3 to 7 Friday to help raise funds for the fight against pediatric cancer. A portion of all proceeds will be donated for the cause, and a $10 raffle ticket will earn you a free pizza on your next visit. While you're there, try the Tito's P1 Mule. Headed up by the Win Green campaign this Friday, Hardline, Taverna Rosa, Southlake, good times, great cause. So here they are in studio. In studio for the second day in a row.
I can't believe it's really them.
Gordon Keith. A lot of controversy at 1210.
Today?
Today.
Really?
Whether or not Gordon Keith remembered that he had an in-studio appointment for today. Off-air, it was determined that he did not.
He almost... I did not remember. You're correct. Jake texted me like it... When was it? When did you text me?
Pretty much 12:30 when they said you should have texted this morning.
And I
said, yeah.
12:30. And no, I did not remember. I had to panic and scramble to get back here.
Like, we basically did a segment with you yesterday.
Yes.
About a segment happening today.
Not close enough.
That is correct.
I should have reminded him this morning.
I told you.
I almost did.
So you've set up the world to where others are apologizing because you weren't, like, George is like, it's my fault.
I don't know that I set it up that way.
You have?
I find myself... it is not good for me in my world. Like, I wish I was able to remember things much better.
It's a part of your world.
It's part of everybody's world. Everybody's world, yeah.
It is a part of mine.
So, I mean, I don't feel like I set
he's
it up
not
that
part
way.
Of my world.
I don't
Wait, I'm not part of his world.
Right.
But he's part of mine.
There you go.
Wow.
So today, Gordon is part of ours, and in studio, of course, George. He's got the Jub Hawk.
Yep.
The much maligned Jub Hawk.
It's not really a hawk anymore.
A lot of criticism about the Jub Hawk out there.
It's more of the John Daly now.
That's not Bog.
Up here for more on Dog.
I know. I kind of just call this conversation, but you're calling it bogging.
What amazing hair you have, George.
Thanks.
You really do. I wish I could do a Jub Hawk and then have it
criticized.
It's
about to get trimmed again. But anyway, we're up here for more on Dog.
Are we?
We are.
One of the greatest moments in ticket history.
Okay. George can't stand anyone else leading.
No. He should. The fact that we're not doing this at the crack of dawn is our small victory here. But it probably should be led by you.
By me?
Well,
okay.
Would have been swept under the rug properly many years ago.
This is when Dan first started working at the Ticket.
Uh-huh.
So this is Bad Radio circa 1999,
yes.
Correct?
I think it has to be 2000.
You think it's 2000?
Because the Dog was born in 2000.
You know, and I think the Juan...
Cornelius the Moron Dog.
I think the Juan Gonzalez timeline could actually narrow this down even more, right? Because... Juan, I think, got traded after 99 to Detroit.
And we were talking about
which
that?
Which I think is actually the topic matter.
Yes, Juan Gonzalez.
But he's in Detroit.
Yeah.
But he's not happy in Detroit. And I think that's what the conversation started.
So this is training camp, Wichita Falls. And Dan just got a new puppy named Cornelius. And he decided...
Yes, he looked like Cornelius in Planet of the Apes. Because he looked like a human in an ape costume.
Okay.
So that's why his name was that. Yeah.
That's how I got the hilarious name Cornelius.
He looks like a poodle wearing an ape costume.
No, but he's a human. He looked like he was in an ape costume. He didn't look like that ape.
And he was a puppy. This is before kids, and you didn't want to leave him at home.
Yeah, and its wife had job.
So who's going to take care
of Cornelius? If indeed I'm even married. I don't even know if I'm married.
You may not have been.
Probably out there just pulling wool left and right.
So, you decide to bring Cornelius to training camp. And so this is...
Was this the same camp as the Okie girls?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Midwestern State.
As I recall, I did have to knock a cockroach or two out of his mouth because we stayed in these horrible apartments.
Terrible.
That were very, very dirty. We had our Xbox, though. We had our
PS3. I was
PS3
back when Bad Radio would take an Xbox to training camp or Super Bowl or wherever.
And Dan got drunk and went on a local Tradio cable access show.
That was great.
So Juan's only year in Detroit, 2000.
Okay. And this is at the Midwestern State Athletic Facilities. This is in a coach's office. You brought the dog.
Yeah, we're in some
training camp.
Back like a
office.
Classroom or something.
Yeah. So,
and there's stuff all over the place.
I guess my first question is, when you saw him bring the dog to the show, did that put you on high alert anyway? Like, oh my gosh, we have a dog at the show?
Well, there are certain types of dogs where you're like, this won't be an issue. And then there are other dogs, such as puppies, who may in fact be poodles.
Poodles are high-strung anyway.
That will not be chill, because you can see he's not chill before we go on the air. So, yes, I was on alert. And
you were even more serious, Bob, back then, wouldn't you say?
Well, the proper context of this audio, because it is cringeworthy if you're in it.
Sure.
It was a time
talking
where...
Talking over a national moment of silence, that was not cringeworthy at all. So, I understand.
We've all had our moments.
Paul in...
But I would say this represents a time where the Bob and Dan show may not quite get off the ground at the end of the runway. We may...
You're still wondering.
Yeah, for sure. We were 1 year into this. The Ticket was killing it. And we're like the fourth or fifth straight midday show that's going to try to prop up those day parts that are working, right?
Right.
Not prop them up, but at least survive. How about that?
Okay.
How about not get fired?
Fair enough.
There you go.
So you're on edge.
Yeah.
And now you see a dog and you're really on edge.
And we're paired together. We didn't know each other. And so this is a year into it, and we're still...
I wonder if we forced marriage, right?
Yes, of course.
Arranged marriage.
You guys all knew each other ahead of time. Dan and I did not. And so they stuck us together and said, let's work.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah. And so there were definitely times...
You're more Felix, right? You're more Oscar.
You're more the guy who wouldn't bring a dog to the show.
Yeah, probably more. If I had to choose,
because he's allergic to the
probably more Felix. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. But that's what Bob says.
But you can't be allergic to a poodle; they don't shed.
Ooh,
shots fired here.
I think just overall, I would be allergic to a puppy in a broadcast setting.
Yes.
That's what I would probably be.
It's starting again.
If I had to have an allergy, that would be the one.
Oh, and I just love this so
much.
But
come on, Dan. I mean, you know that poodles don't cause allergic reaction. What is Bob saying over here?
Okay.
Well, he's not the one that brought it. George brought up that he's allergic.
I did.
Were you ever reluctant about
and you're trying to start a fire
bringing
in
this into the radio show?
I don't recall. I don't know.
It didn't occur to you that might be weird. I mean,
This is not.
I can't remember my mindset on why I brought it. I really can't.
I'm so glad you did, though.
But it had to stem from the fact that wife had job. We had new puppy at home.
Yeah.
And but Bob, do you feel that was your problem? I mean, talk a little bit. Of
All right, play the dumb audio.
Okay, so
the last time it's ever going to air.
All right, want to play it once through, and then if you guys want to play it and stop and start it, we will.
Sure.
Let's play it once through whole at least. It's only 1 minute. So we spent 20 years talking about 1 minute.
I'm telling you, seriously, we've talked about this before. George and I, we talk about you guys so often about how you're able to create masterpieces.
Yes, unintentionally.
Maybe unintentional, but it's genius is genius, Bob. Yeah. Recognize it.
No doubt.
I mean, in 1 minute, you guys can craft something that you can spend the next 25 years dissecting. Because every line is like its own painting.
Yes.
Every line is just this beautiful...
Like Mozart.
Very much like Mozart.
Yes, so much like Mozart.
So this is number 7 on the Ticket's top 25 moments that P1's voted on. This was number 7. Here we go.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
my
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin. Sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going to be a whip, Dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on the
air. You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready? Ready to
I
talk
was
some
paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
We went over this
Bob,
in the
I'm
meeting.
Listening. Here, boy. Down here. Hey, come here.
What? We went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
Yeah. You wouldn't even let it go.
Think about him sticking
you couldn't
that
even
land
let the whole
I know,
minute
I'm sorry.
Play.
I jumped the line.
You got
I
so excited.
I know.
What? You stuck that landing.
Obviously.
Wait, all comes back to this really controlled.
Obviously. I've always wondered, what was our meeting about where we were debating whether or not we were doing the show for Dan or for the P1?
I've always wondered, what's the aftermath here?
Boy.
Like, we certainly don't have this full day, right? Like, wouldn't you like to see the tension in the rest of the show?
You think? Well,
yeah.
Wait.
What happened after that?
Yeah. What is the usual? How does it unfold for you guys when you guys get into one of your on-air, you know, back and forths? Do you guys? Does it tend to linger, or is it?
I'm sure it's evolved, but now we don't think about it 1 second after it happens,
right?
Because we're pretty used to how this works.
But that was early in the relationship.
Yeah. I'm sure then.
Bob placed a call to Sally and is like, this guy is just
let's not buy a house. Let's
Sally's on the other end. Tell me the situation again.
I think brought us more
well,
on
can
dogs.
I ask you something, Bob? Who told him to bring the dog in the first place?
That's and what I asked. Well, like, yeah, I ended up asking him that.
Seriously, he was whistling.
Why was a napkin on the floor? What kind of place were
Bob,
you in?
Bob, didn't you tell me you guys went over this in the meeting?
Let's just keep going month to month on our apartment, honey. I don't know. This could go either way still.
Why did you let him eat the napkin, Bob? That's not good for dogs.
No.
I've got to say, that sounds kind of like an idiotic dog or some sort of a, I don't know what the
lower
word
IQ
is.
You're looking for the word moron.
So I'm going to recreate the Bob-Sally conversation at some point.
I think I'm going to take my side in this debate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I think the audio shows that even through clapping, there was nothing, right? Or was it the whistling that happened first?
No, it was the clapping that you stopped down on.
Yeah, you started
so
stumbling there.
See,
I ignored the whistling.
I was going long.
You're
listening.
Getting the dog.
I was getting the dog. I was enjoying the sports talk.
And that's what I love
just
about
just like people
Dan.
At home are, you know, maybe you're doing dishes, maybe you're doing something.
I love how Dan comes in and says, well, I'm getting the dog. Somebody had to.
Yeah.
I'm doing my job here. I'm getting the dog.
His point was, I believe his whole sentence is, I'm getting the dog. Why don't you focus? I mean, there's no greater activity of focusing than getting the dog.
This is right out of the husband-wife, why are you leaving your dishes in the sink when you could easily put them in the dishwasher? That's that argument, isn't it?
But Dan may be right. I think it takes more focus to get a dog than to talk about Juan Gonzalez.
And that was Dan's point.
But I was getting a dog and focused on Juan Gonzalez. Like
you're listening to Bob talk about Juan Gonzalez.
There's very little
evidence. I've seen you look at Twitter while you're doing a show.
Oh.
But what I'm saying is you can do two things at once. You have said, I can do two things at once here.
There's very little evidence you were participating.
I mean, in his defense.
You don't have to whistle at Twitter to get it to refresh or
crawl under a table.
Boy, that's a
let's
good
just
point,
ambient
Dan.
Sound. Ambient sound
then,
is part of life.
And then the other thing I really love, in which I would take my side in this, would be that the dog apparently is over by me somehow. And it's found a napkin.
He's sitting by you.
He's annoyed by you.
It's almost like it was your responsibility and you didn't even live up to it.
Due to proximity.
Right.
You become loco parentis.
Like, clearly, I had fed him a napkin and was willing to feed him several more if I wanted to.
Sounds like you were about to force feeding napkins.
Like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like I wasn't doing my job as a proper dog owner. You know?
Mm-hmm.
As a co-pilot, you really weren't. You weren't looking at the
dog. Dan, that had to hurt to see your partner not really helping
your
you out
domestic
there in that
partner
situation.
Who agreed to have this dog with you, and then he just turns your back at this moment of need.
I mean, don't you think it was the least that Bob could have done is to help out with corralling the dog?
So how about in the next segment? Because we have 2 seconds.
Yeah, we can't possibly solve this in one.
No.
What if we stop and start it and such?
Let's do that.
Play
it backwards.
Oh, yes.
This is sports. This is a special ticket silver anniversary roundtable. Sharing stories from a classic moment deep from the 25-year annals of ticket lore. Brought to you by Coors Light and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Tick.
I guess you compare notes.
This is going to be good.
It's 114. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is the Bob and Dan show, but we are housing today a 25th ticket anniversary roundtable moment for the greatest ticket moments. I believe this one is at number 7 all time, as voted on by the P1s.
Should be number 1.
This is Moron Dog. That is George.
It probably wouldn't be on there at all. Here's it shouldn't Jordan. Be on there. Nobody remembered it, but you two.
You two won't let
you
it die.
You think we've kept it alive?
Oh, my
we
gosh,
have?
Yes. Yeah, you think we're playing it every day?
I thought that would be part of your open or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure it has been, but no. I was over this roughly 2 or 3 weeks after it was done. But it's still here. It isn't going anywhere. And
that's another weird thing about young Bob and Dan. You know, not sure if we're going to get renewed, literally on a 1-year deal, all that kind of stuff, is, God, these guys keep replaying this, like, terrible moment we had. Is this good, you know, for us? Like, is management listening and they just hear, you know what I mean?
A consultant
like,
in town
we did
this
not
week?
Think you were helping us, but I think benefit of hindsight.
I'm glad we didn't know that.
I'm glad.
Yeah, if we had known that. Yeah, it would have made us nervous for you guys.
Well, in retrospect, Dan's...
Probably not... Young Gordon wouldn't have given a flying F.
Well, but no, if
at least now you pretend you would have.
If the premise is that I'm the same as I was then, which is a premise we often go by, right? Then I would say that I would have felt horrible back then.
Joking. Yeah. Well, I mean, and here's the other perspective that Dan just brought up, though. Without the benefit of the Musers promotion machine helping our show by kicking us square in the groin during those formative years, did that help or hurt? Because we thought it was hurting us, but in retrospect, maybe it actually helped us.
Oh, I think it helped you. I think it's endearing.
No, I think it was great.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're getting on there replaying it going, listen to these two idiot guys who can't even seem to get along. I mean, this is just what is horrible about sports radio.
That's what
and
my
these
ears
guys
hearing.
Are so pitiful. And
no, we laughed.
No, this
we
is
thought
like,
it was great.
Well, again... Through the benefit of hindsight, we agree probably.
Okay, yeah, now we're on the same page.
But
play it every day.
The insecurity of age 26 did not help me at that point.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
You want to play it and stop and start where
sure.
you feel like it?
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
So let's break this down Zapruder film
okay,
style.
Okay, good, okay. good. I've been waiting to do this.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit as the trade deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe...
All right, stop it. This is a horrible segment. What are you guys doing?
Wait, No. Dallas listeners want to know.
You're telling
what's
young
going
Bob
on in Detroit.
Us thinking that was a good segment idea of what the people in Detroit
what
are
saying
thinking
in
about.
Detroit.
In fact, a lot of talk. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk in Detroit.
Wando would still have interest here. What's happening with Wando
yes.
now?
That was a local tie-in.
Yeah. Okay.
There's been a lot of talk these last couple days in Detroit
oh, God,
as
hear
the
this
trade
again.
Deadline nears. Some people even suggesting that maybe what we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers
okay,
are talking
stop.
About that.
We've already heard the first whistle.
Just a small, yes, just a small.
So, as I'm imagining what broadcasting in a major market must be like.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that.
Tell me
yeah, go ahead, Bob. What is your point? I mean, in other words, you're saying, in your opinion, that doesn't sound very.
Tell me I'm not crazy. Tell me I'm not crazy for being pulled offside by that. Just the
yeah,
whistling.
No, you're not.
Before
no.
the clapping.
Well, you're not upset yet. I mean, you're not offside yet.
No. Right. And
you almost flinched.
I just think about my inspirations to get into this business, like maybe Brad Sham or Norm Hitzkiss, and just wondering how they would respond.
See, Dan was trying to break you of that. This is a new day. You don't have to worry about that stuff.
So you're saying that a thoughtful partner probably wouldn't bring a dog inside the broadcast booth in the Brad Sham scenario.
We're doing a round table of broadcast announcers, and I'm just asking at what point that would have affected anyone
else. That sounds like a legitimate question. Dan?
All right, let's continue.
What we need to do is trade Juan now. The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station.
See, he's swerving after that first whistle
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, he heard the whistle.
And he directly addresses Dan so as Dan. To see
like,
if
let's
he can kind of
prop him up.
Yeah, saying,
get him back in the.
Saying the name Dan is trying to nicely get him back in the show.
At this point, he's under the table trying to get the dog.
Yeah, so all I see are his feet.
He's like a duck that's bobbing under the water.
The Detroit Tigers are talking about that. What's interesting, Dan, is I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus?
Hold it, stop. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all.
The sound is not enhanced. It sounds fake, doesn't it?
All right, now, so, yeah. Bob, you're saying that you heard some loud clapping in that audio.
Yeah, I was having a hard
just
time hearing
straight.
That.
Yeah.
The triple clap is awesome.
That was desperate. He was going to the napkin.
Did Dan, he did not respond to the whistle.
Did Dan bring so an really engineer in there to mic his hands? Can we just set up a little boom mic like for my hands for when I do hand clapping?
All I could see is little Corny must be like cowering against the wall as Dan's trying to coax it out.
Was he on his second napkin at that point or still the first one?
I don't know.
Dan,
I don't
do
know.
You remember?
Dan's face is turning red over here.
I'm sure that station brought this up yesterday, but we didn't talk about it at all. Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
All right, stop. Stop.
Do you feel that was an invalid?
That is.
I think that this was...
These aren't the droids you're looking for. That's what he did.
Yeah. So you're talking.
Oh, Dan's not laughing.
You focus.
I am pissed. Are you familiar with the turn it around back on you system of arguing, Gordon?
What is it?
I guess he's not familiar with
no.
it.
Well, explain it. What is it then?
Maybe the station didn't bring it up at all. Would you try to focus a little bit?
I'm grabbing the dog. Would you try to focus? You're talking, not me.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin.
That's when it boiled over.
What do you think?
Oh, it stopped. That's 0 to 100.
Just well, I've never heard this before. The big sigh. Bob is just exasperated.
He's had it.
The Napoleon Dynamite sigh. Yeah,
like, I can't believe you
used
all life force draining from him.
I'm not whistling on the air for
well,
my
maybe
dog.
Don't let him eat the napkin. He's sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going to be a whip, Dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
Now, why would Rick say I'm going to be a whip dad? What does that mean?
See, the mystery there is, was he talking to you or me?
Like, because you're yelling at me?
Who's about to be a dad?
Because I'm not yelling at anyone.
Wait a second. I thought he said you're going to be a whip all day. He said dad?
I think
we always
thought
he
said
whip.
Dad.
I thought he'd be a whip dad.
Well, sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going
to
be a whip dad.
Gosh, man, you're a...
Yeah, man. Whip dad is
sitting
what it's
right next
like.
To you.
Well, you're going
to
be a whip dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first...
Now, obviously, you thought he was talking to me.
No. I kind of think Rick was talking to me because I can't...
No, but you're
talk
saying,
sports
but
with somebody trying to get a dog.
But you said you're being a whip right now. So
yeah,
you're
responding as if Rick is talking to Dan. So I'm assuming Rick was looking at Dan.
What was Rick? Rick? Sound, I thought he was down line.
I think he was sitting
he
right
was there.
There.
Oh, really? He's
and,
there.
And okay, there's levels of inception here because I think at the time I probably thought I was joining Rick in attacking Dan. But in retrospect, I'm like, man, maybe I think Rick was talking about me after our 200th listening of this. I think I probably got there.
See, so you learn something every time. That's why we play it so many times, just to try to discover.
Trying to chop the weeds down here.
The truth.
Yes.
And as I hear it back, I think Bob is at fault. He was not focused, and he was not getting the dog.
Yeah.
And he let him eat the napkin.
Now that I hear it, too.
And he let him eat the
napkin.
That
sounds plausible. Bob, what do you think about that interpretation?
And my only solution was to feed him more napkins. Like, that was going to help.
That was another problem.
Bob, were you surprised when Dan attacked? So he went on the offense so quickly right after you brought it up.
Well, he changed. He switched fields on me. We were going and down the right flank, and then he switched all the way over to the left flank and questioned my focus. Where I started wondering, well, wait a minute. Are we actually doing a baseball conversation here, or are we taking care of the dog? Like, which did Susquehanna Falls Graph employ us to do today is really the question.
And Dan, you reasonably thought, well, we can do both of these things, right? I mean,
why do we have to
absolutely.
Choose?
Do a show and get the dog.
I mean, what if the dog died eating a napkin? Have you thought about that? The consequences of your ignoring him.
And Bob,
obviously,
Bob what do you think
about
that?
That?
He's saying that you don't really care for the dog.
Keep going. Why did you text Gordon? Did we tell you to? I didn't really need him here.
Sitting right next to you.
Well, you're going
to
be a whip dad.
Gosh, man, you're a whip right now. Who told you to breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going
to
be...
See, that's where it comes out. Yeah. Right?
Bob does not want the dog.
The root of the whole thing is
I sat through the meeting and acted like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything about the
you're
dog.
Gonna go
I'm
going
to be cool.
And
yeah.
Then here it all, the real anger comes out. It wasn't that I wasn't listening to Wando points. It was that the dog's even here in the first place. And now you're attacking my family, though.
He didn't want
he's a little family.
He
member.
Didn't want CAD radio. Cornelius and Dan. He wanted bad
radio. You breed the freaking dog in the first place.
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not acknowledge stuff on
the air. You know what? If your dog
air.
Wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
So wait. This is interesting to me.
That's where it just blows
up. Bob burst right through that little ribbon that Dan had erected about professional broadcasting. That did not draw Bob back in into being reserved.
He just kept going for Dan.
Bursted straight through that.
I had it. That was the moment.
And Dan thought you were going to be professional.
Not only that, not only just, I mean, it's feeding more napkins, like more napkins to the dog.
He not only insults the dog, but then he starts wanting to endanger
the
dog's life.
I'm glad we've broken this down.
You're going to take that, man.
Honestly, what this feels now is like it's Paul and John discussing Yoko ruining the group. And so Corny is Yoko here.
Yeah, this is about halfway through the recording of an album when they put it with Yoko for half of it.
And now I think maybe if we can choke Yoko with a pile of napkins, we can get back to just what we were originally doing, which is making this album. I think that's what's happening here.
Can't you breed the freaking dog in the first place?
I thought you were going to be a professional broadcaster and not...
I don't care.
Stuff on
you know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here.
I don't care. I've kind of missed that whole I don't care before.
I don't care.
You're going to be a professional. I don't care.
I think that was the moment
we're
where
now beyond that.
My career had ended, and this is my last day in Dallas.
Had it.
This is just mob violence now on Cornelius.
I don't care. Stuff
you know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Yeah!
There it is. Interrupt your segment.
Just insulting the intelligence of the dog. He's a puppy.
Never heard that insult in my entire life.
You don't yell at a baby for going to the bathroom in his diaper, right? I mean,
imagine.
All these years I thought it was Dan, but we're finding today it was Bob.
Yeah.
All of this is on Bob.
This is on Bob.
Yeah.
Just imagine the emotional damage that Cornelius suffered.
He's new to the world. He's learning to trust adults, and all of a sudden there's this big,
here's a guy feeding
bald-headed
him that.
Guy
I'm
screaming
to eat these
at
things?
Him.
I thought I was not supposed to eat napkins.
And trusting Bob.
Yes, I will eat napkins.
Am I supposed to eat napkins? Why will no one give me a clear answer?
How much therapy did Cornelius have to go through after Bob yelled at him like
that? All the
that?
Mixed signals that he's been receiving on napkins.
At first, he experienced a revulsion to napkins for years after that. And then he started getting back into napkins, wondering why he fetishized napkins so much.
You know what? If your dog wants to eat napkins, come over here. Have another one, you moron dog.
Then it'll interrupt your segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready?
This is one of my favorite parts. And I think there was one in the Corso audio as well where everything died down.
Yeah.
And you think that the hurricane's over.
It's over.
And then it starts back
up. It was just the eye.
Going 1,000 miles an hour.
And that one's on me.
Strength.
I didn't need to ask him if he's ready.
Ready? Let's start all over again with Wando in Detroit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready?
I like the sigh, too. Because
you can't take it.
I've done that with my kids. For sure. Just finally.
Okay, I give.
You ready?
Boy, that's a good drop right there.
You ready?
I was paying attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
We're off again.
Yeah.
The screaming starts immediately. All right, back it up to a little bit before the lull.
I was paying attention.
Segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready?
I was paying
sports?
Attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here. See, you know what?
I was listening. I heard.
This is not my defense, but I probably shouldn't have had a dog there, to tell you the truth.
Dan, don't say that about yourself. That's ridiculous.
I mean,
he's putting way too much expectation on you.
Now I'm just arguing just to argue, and I maybe should have backed off.
No.
Segment.
Yeah, it's fiber.
You ready? Ready to
talk some
sports?
I was paying attention.
You weren't. You were whistling for your dog.
I was listening. I heard.
Here, boy.
We went over this
in the
meeting.
No, Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Come here.
What? We went over this in a meeting. You do the show for the
show. I want to get back to this smart-ass one-act play that Bob's got going on.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Bob. Go ahead. Yeah. Listen, Rob. Come on. Go ahead, Bob. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Here, boy.
We went over
Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy.
Oh, Bob, I'm listening.
We're talking American League.
Oh, Bob, I'm listening.
Bob, I'm listening.
This is so great.
That needs to be a T-shirt. Oh, Bob, I'm listening.
Come here, boy.
Here, boy.
We went over this
Bob, I'm listening. Here, boy.
They went over this in the meeting. They had planned for this exact scenario before. Dan is begging Bob to retreat back to their training here.
Yeah, come on.
Let's just go back to our training.
Remember,
we've been through this before.
Don't acknowledge dogs on the air.
And don't let them eat any foreign objects.
For God's sake, do not let them
whatever
eat.
Whatever animal runs through the studio, right? You're supposed to focus.
Come on, Bob, focus.
On the P1.
Focus, Bob.
Oh,
man, it's still the greatest.
Well, it's a shame we can never play that audio.
We haven't
again.
Got to the end yet when Bob ends it.
Here, boy.
We went over this
Bob,
in the meeting.
I'm listening. Here, boy. Down here. Hey, come here.
What? We went over this in the meeting. You do the show for the P1s, not for me.
Obviously.
And you see, that's where Dan, in support of you, that is what Bob was doing. He started that Detroit segment doing the show for you.
Yeah.
And he really should have been doing it for the P1s all along. And so that's where it went off the rails, is when you first mentioned Detroit, you were doing the show for Dan.
But you know what? I learned a lot that day.
What'd you learn?
To not do the show for Dan.
Well, and maybe not let a
and
dog
maybe
eat
not
a
let the dog eat the napkin.
Maybe.
I'm not sure
maybe.
That was the bad.
I like how Dan hedged his bet there.
I mean, maybe don't let him eat the, you know, that, there are scenarios where you could let him eat the
It's worth talking about.
Maybe
it's
not,
worth workshopping it and doing some thought experiments on
it. Not 100% on this.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
It's a shame.
In the long run, it is a bad idea to bring, like, in broadcasting 101 at UNT or whatever, they would
stop
probably
feeling
say,
guilty.
Don't bring a dog to the show. But
especially
if
a moron dog.
If I did not bring that dog to the show, what would we be doing right now?
We would just be sitting here dead air.
There'd be
talking about Juan Gonzalez.
There'd be a blank spot on number 7.
Yeah,
in the
a lot of the talk in Detroit.
We're talking about the DH.
Right, and how we feel about
it. So let me ask you this, and I can't remember. I think Bob said this once. Of all the uncomfortable moments that we've had here on the ticket, that one makes you the most uncomfortable because of when it was recorded. Is that right?
The
timeline.
There's actually a group of pieces of audio. They probably all were featured on Friday mornings at 7:50. Mm-hmm. Probably between like 1999 and 2002 or so, where I was not ready for. I just wasn't ready for that. You know, I wasn't ready for the. I suppose he would just say embarrassment or insecurity or whatever it is of just acting like a fool and then realizing that it's all being recorded and will all last forever.
Yeah.
You
Isn't
know.
That great?
And Dan,
you work with people who are going to play it over and over and over.
Yeah, not only.
And over.
Yeah.
And over.
Yeah. They,
and over. And then
over.
When you take a drive with them at the Super Bowl, they're like doing the whole thing in the back seat.
You have to understand, that's like us. When you are sitting with us in the car going to the Super Bowl or something, that's like us riding with rock stars. We can't ask you about something.
So we have fake Jay Leno and fake Troy Aikman doing Bob and Dan with a moron dog or something.
He'll maybe not let him eat the napkin.
Obviously.
This has been great,
guys.
Is that? What is that?
It was killer.
Okay.
Hey, P1s.
Well, guys, thanks for coming in here.
This is the best radio.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
This is the best.
What? Okay.